بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We spoke of a few ways and effective methods through which a person can rid the heart of jealousy. The first is we are taught that we should make dua for the one against whom you harbor jealousy. If you have ill feelings towards somebody or you are harboring jealousy towards somebody, make dua for that person. Allah Ta'ala will remove that feeling of jealousy and those bitter feelings from your heart. Number two, yesterday we learned that you should think of the consequences of jealousy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says jealousy just eats away your good deeds. Regardless of how many good deeds you have and how sincerely those deeds were performed, jealousy just eats them away. So think about the negative repercussions and consequences of jealousy, and that will help you to control any jealous feelings that enter within the heart. A third way of preventing jealousy from settling in the heart is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the hadith. انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم لا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم وانظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم. Don't ever look at those who are higher than you in the material things of this world. Don't look at the one who is living a better life than the life that you are living. Don't look at the one who is driving a better vehicle than the vehicle you are using, who is living in a better home than the home you are living in. Don't look at the one who is more successful than you are in terms of material things of this world. The moment you start doing that, jealousy comes into your heart. وَانْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ دُونَكُمْ. Look at those who are below you. There are much more who are below you than those who are higher than you. There are much more who are lower than you than those who are above you. So look at those who are below you. When you do that, when you shift your focus from those who are above you in the material things of the world, and you look at those who are below you, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows jealousy not to enter within your heart. May Allah grant us understanding.